One for you, Kat. Oh, yeah. Arlene, right, has got in touch, and she's a very interesting question. This. She says, I saw an advert for personalised skincare based on genetic analysis. So is there really any rationale, she asks, for gene-based skincare regimens?
Now, I was intrigued by this, and so I went to look it up, and it's a company called GeneU, and this is actually a spin-out from Imperial College. This is researchers who've developed a very, very tiny DNA analyzer. They call it their lab on a chip. Now, they didn't just do this to look at skincare. They actually did it just as a more general way of developing something very small that could analyze DNA. Now, this isn't the kind of DNA analysis where you're looking at lots and lots and lots of genes. They're just looking at variations in just a couple of genes, and geneticists call these SNPs, or single nucleotide polymorphisms. And then the kind of, you know, the genetic variation that makes us all unique, some of us more unique than others. But so they're looking at a couple of these SNPs, these variations that have been linked to things like collagen in the skin, the amount of collagen you have and all this kind of thing. And then they go, ta-da, we go this and this and this and look at this. And so you have this wonderful serum matched to your SNPs that relate to your skin. Now, that's all kind of interesting, but to me, I think that the data is somewhat lacking. I've done a bit of looking into this, certainly evidence that the SNPs that affect things to do with your skin and then linking that to the effects of a specific skincare regime, I think is somewhat lacking at the moment. Although, you know, I don't want to be too down on it because it's really cool technology. The lab on a chip stuff is very cool. And the guy who invented it, this professor at Imperial, said it's a good way to get people to start interacting with their genomes, with their genetics. But to be honest, when it comes to skincare, I think it's probably there's more influence of lifestyle, things like not smoking, taking care in the sun.
Yeah, because smoking has a really profound aging effect, doesn't it?
Much more so than any influence of your genes, I reckon.